Welcome back to this edition of Techonomics. We are certainly glad you are with us. I am your host, Jason Middleton. Drones have been buzzing about the business world for years. There was a spike in interest when Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos finagled an unpaid commercial, basically, on 60 Minutes for his thoughts on the future of drones and how they will help Amazon's bottom line. Who knows, maybe even the customers, too. Recently, the FCC has allocated a range of radio frequencies for drones to be tested for commercial use as well. Drones weighing less than 55 pounds can fly about within the user's line of sight. So what is the future of drones, drone deliveries, and the inevitably crowded drone flight pass that will be above our heads? We spoke with an analyst and researcher who is hosting a high-level conference on the potential for businesses utilizing the coming drone rush.
Gabriel Sidholm, I'm the VP Technology Development at Orange Silicon Valley.
Outstanding. And we're going to talk about the drones, if you will, and the Drones Connected Conference that's coming up on September the 22nd. Now, drones have been in the news recently because I guess some of the smaller ones have been approved for use. Let's just start there. What did you see in that headline? Is that like a tipping point for the use of drones in the commercial and residential world?
Yeah, it definitely is. The new rulings does open up the market to more use of drones and, you know, by users, you know, individuals as well as smaller businesses. It still didn't cover the beyond line of sight, so you still can't control drones if they're beyond your line of sight. That's probably one area that's going to have to be addressed in the coming years.
I see.
But the new small UAS rule in August really did open up the market for smaller drones.
Now, the Drones Connected Conference that you're going to be looking at coming up, is that going to deal largely with what we just discussed just moments ago, or is that more of a commercial use, or are you looking big picture and what's on the horizon scale?
Well, it's both, but it is focused on commercial use. So we have four major tracks we're looking at. One is delivery. The second one is remote sensing. The third one is AI, because after all, drones are just flying robots. And then connectivity, which is, you know, how do you connect them? How do you control them? Especially when you start looking at beyond line of sight control, connectivity really becomes an important element.
Right. Well, let's jump in with connectivity, because that might be, well, at least to the layman, it looks like a bit of a bottleneck. Am I misreading that?
You know, again, really it's about using the existing cellular structure to connect drones. So there is no real bottleneck. I think right now the only bottleneck is because of line of sight. People are using, you know, non-4G, non-cellular infrastructure to control the drones.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, but I think that once, you know, once there's solutions, once drones can connect to the 4G network, so they have to have the right radios and so on, but the industry is addressing that.
Okay. It seems like, when you say use of cellular network, I think to my mind leaded gasoline, right, which has been phased out since the late 70s. How quickly can we pivot away from cellular into 4G? And then let's talk about...
I'm sorry. I used the term interchangeably. I am talking about 4G and eventually 5G networks.
Okay. Now, I'm reading in some of my research, and please dispel this if I'm wrong. 5G is not necessarily an evolution of 4G. It involves different infrastructure. Is that correct?
It's going to rely on some of the same infrastructure, but the 5G is interesting in terms of the use of, you know, energy usage on your radios. So it's going to be much more energy efficient. So your batteries won't go down as fast, you know, run out as fast.
That's great news.
Yeah. It also will, like I said, use less energy, and it will increase the bandwidth. So, for example, you could start imagining 5G being used for VR, you know, wireless VR. So there's going to be much more throughput available with 5G than 4G. But you are right in the sense that it isn't a totally new infrastructure. It will rely a lot on existing infrastructure.
Now, just in broad strokes, and I'm sure this will come up at your conference on the 22nd, but, you know, the FCC chairman, Tom Wheeler, said rather famously, if anybody tells you the details of 5G, walk in the other direction. So that was just this summer. What is the timeline? What is the event horizon, if you will, when it comes to drones being more massively adopted, and what are any challenges they face in the shorter term?
Okay, so in the shorter term, it is a lot of the ability to use drones is limited by this line of sight. issue.
Okay.
So, for example, we were talking about using drones to deliver packages. In the U.S., that's probably a couple years away until the FCC allows the non-line-of-sight navigation of drones.
Right.
And the FAA, right?
Well, the FAA, the FCC, we have a lot of government entities and regulations step into this space as well.
Yeah.
Now, just for clarification, line of sight is kind of like akin to your home remote control for your entertainment system, right?
Yeah, exactly. You have to be able to see the drone to control it. So if it goes beyond your line of sight today, there's very little opportunities to control those. Now, in other countries, especially in developing countries, that's different. And you could imagine that's probably where the first places you'll see use of drone to deliver medicine, food, water into areas that are hard to get to.
I see. And maybe areas that are post-disaster?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, great. I'm looking at some of the pre-press, if you will, for the Orange Silicon Valley Conference coming up called Drones Connected Conference on September the 22nd. Rapid growth and fast market adoption. Are companies just kind of like just waiting for the green light? They're just sitting at the intersection revving their engines?
Yes. And, you know, the biggest industries, the top three industries are going to be infrastructure, agriculture, and transport. Infrastructure using drones to inspect infrastructure and, you know, indicate where there might be some issue. Agriculture, of course, for, you know, crop quality, the quality of the soil, and then transport, of course, and delivery.
So drones theoretically could drive crop duster pilots out of jobs.
You know, it would depend. I mean, it depends how much, you know, their drones are still limited by the capacity they can carry.
Right.
Right. So that's probably not a good application, but most of the agricultural adoption applications, most of the applications of drone in agriculture have to do with imaging.
Right. And I think I'm just trying to touch a little bit on the boogeyman when it comes to drones and any kind of artificial intelligence. It seems to cause a little bit of fear in the labor market as we pivot away from even more so from manufacturing and into more automated responses to labor or consumer needs.
Yeah.
Do you intend on addressing some of that at your conference as well?
No, that's not a subject. What I can tell you, though, that with most industrial revolutions, they created more jobs than they took away.
Right on.
So that's, you know, we're very optimistic about technology, especially about solving problems that today aren't even being solved, especially in developing worlds and places where there isn't a lot of infrastructure.
Well, that's a great segue, Gabriel, because you sit at the proverbial corner office of research when it comes to drone and drone adoption. So what are you teeing up for this conference that we're going to be surprised by?
Well, there'll be some interesting demos. And we're also putting out a report with some, you know, statistics we've collected about investment in drones, some interesting research about what some of the, you know, AI applications are. So it's, you know, people should attend the conference.
Right. Do you have a website you want me to push them to? No, we'll, of course, post this on Facebook.com/Technomics Radio.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is probably a very interesting topic for many different industry sectors.
Yeah. So, yeah, the website is OSV Drones Connected Telecom.
Okay, great. Well, Gabriel, thank you so much for your time this morning. I look forward to seeing you on the 22nd.
Oh, great. Yeah. Look forward to seeing you.
That's Gabriel Sidholm. He's Vice President of Technology Development at the Orange Research Group here in Silicon Valley. For more information on Mr. Sidholm's research and the upcoming drone conference, just check out Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Techonomics. We appreciate you coming along for the ride. If you're so inclined, maybe you can give us a share or a like at Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. That's where we have links to all of the segments we air from past and present shows. Or if you're more inclined to follow the blue bird of Twitter, give me a follow. I'm at KGO Jason. For executive producer Mike Anthony and producer Liana Wilcox, I am Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics. Please come on back next week.